Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Mark Spears, Anscape.com, joins us now. Hello, Mr. Spears.
Man, how y'all doing, man?
Tremendous.
Pretty good, man.
A nice day today.
Yes. I have a feeling something's coming, like there's a but or an and or something. I mean, I don't know. What's going on here?
There's no hidden agenda.
Okay. Okay, nice.
Just pleasantries. Just pleasantries.
Yeah, I like that. I like pleasantries. Not as much as pastries, but pleasantries are nice.
Anything that starts with a P, right?
Well, there's a few things that are really good, and there's a couple things that are really bad. I've changed a few diapers lately, so yeah.
There you go.
I can vouch for that. Oh, man. So how much should we make of game one? Coming off a tough 7-game series, I that didn't really surprise me all that much, Mark. They've lost game one before, so I don't make too much of it. What do you take out of game one?
Just kind of like you. I mean, I do think it was a great win. Dallas has shown you that, you know, until somebody loses on the road, don't trip, right? And you know, you got to think that they had to be fatigued. The thing is, one day isn't really going to change the road or right the road for them. So I was actually extremely impressed with the way that Wiggins guarded Doncic. You know,
yeah.
I don't think you could just guard him any better than to go 94 feet. You're challenging him from the moment he gets the ball. You're challenging his endurance, his conditioning, and just his mental fortitude. And so his mentality is such, and he's not even a trash talker. So you got like the perfect guy to like guard him, because he's not going to say anything that's going to enrage Luka either. He's just going to do his job. And then like in the press conference, he said, my job is just to make him work hard, which is like, I mean, Draymond, I'm sure if that was his main assignment, they would have damn near fought already, right? So the Wiggins assignment in game one is better than I expected it to be. And I do think that having guarded Joker two rounds before kind of helped with the team principles in terms of helping on guarding somebody like that. But the one thing is, like, it reminds me of Jordan in his early years. Like, what I saw in Phoenix, like, I don't know what's going on there mentally, but you guys have been around a lot of long time. You know, there was something deeper going on there. And Chris had an injury, and Pat Beverly can joke all he wants, but Chris did have an injury. But there's some mental stuff. Something was wrong with Phoenix. So, but this team, they are really good, but it's one guy. And if he isn't making everybody better, then they could beat Dallas pretty – now, I'm not going to say easily, but they should handle them. It's when Luka makes everybody better that they're scared.
Well, and he got into a little bit of trouble with that yesterday, where he'd drive into the paint, guys would collapse on him, and he'd throw it away. He was looking for guys, and either he was picked off several times or they missed wide-open shots. I got the feeling that Dallas comes out of this game and looks at this and says, yeah, the Warriors played really well. They shot a high percentage from inside the three-point arc. We shot terrible from outside, but we're within range. If we knock down half of those shots that were wide open that we missed, we might be in this ballgame.
Yeah, but did everybody in the Warriors play really well?
No, I just said the Warriors in general. I think they played well. Who are you thinking about that didn't play well?
I mean, Steph was okay. He wasn't amazing. You know, everybody was okay, right? Except for maybe Jordan Poole. So I don't even think offensively the Warriors had a phenomenal game. They had a good game. I mean, well, shooting 56% is pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel like Steph went off. You know what I mean? I mean, the most impressive thing Steph got was nobody talked about it. He had 12 rebounds.
Let the game.
Yeah. Like, forget Looney. Like, I'm gonna get all the boards, right? But I do think the Warriors will have a better game offensively than this. And so, you know, Brunson was good, but he missed all his three pointers. Dinwiddie, I thought you got what out of Dinwiddie what you expect, right? 17. That's a good night for Dinwiddie. So, mm-hmm. But that's the thing. They need Brunson and Dinwiddie and, like, maybe even somebody else to have great nights. And I just think it reminds me of Jordan's early years where you have this amazing mega superstar that we're blessed to watch right now, and he's going to be everything in the future. But he needs help.
Yeah, I Brunson's so big for them. And one of the guys, Finney Smith, Bullock, or Kleba, one of those guys has got to hit like three or four threes. None of them were shot really well last night. And Brunson wasn't very good. I mean, he's got to be a lot more efficient. What did he have, 14 points on 16 shots? That ain't cutting it. Luka was 18 field goal attempts to get to 20. So they just they had no efficiency going last night, whereas the Warriors, they're going to play better. They'll hit some shots. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I think what they got to do is take some, like, if they're going to give them mid-range, they got to take a few mid-range shots. It can't be three after three after three after three after three. And I think that's where Luka comes in, because Luka didn't get many mid-range points last night. And I think he's going to probably try to exploit that a little next game. I can't imagine him not playing a lot better next game. He's been too good this postseason to not play much better, don't you think?
No. I expect him to. Maybe he'll have caught his breath a little bit too. Maybe he doesn't have a beer at lunch. Maybe that.
Old picture, fake news. Let's go.
Thomas, I guess nothing.
He's like, have a beer actually, at halftime and see.
You know, if it's only one, it's not a big deal, Mark.
Yeah. You probably went with him.
You know, I got my own beer at home. I don't need to go out to get a beer.
Luca, I'll get you a beer.
Hold my beer, Luca.
No, but I mean, yeah, he was a he was what, a negative 30? Like,
yep.
Yeah, no, I expect him to play better, but do you expect the other guys to play better? And when I look at both rosters, if you're supposed to, like, rank all the players, right? You told me Luka, we'll give him number one, sure. But then after that, I see five Warriors players and then the next Mavs player.
Talking to Mark Spears in the UMA guest line, and I'm with you. They're the better team. It's kind of like we looked at Memphis the same way. It was – I don't know if John Morant's the best player in the series. He's certainly one of the top five, and then the rest are Warriors probably before you dip back into the Grizzlies pool of players. As far as Luka's attitude, you said he's not a trash talker. I wonder about him. Like,
No. Luka isn't, for sure.
Right, I know. I was going to ask, like, what kind – is he, like – In moments like this, or obviously he's had come from behind series wins and he's taken over games and is one of the best offensive weapons in the NBA. Does he have that killer gene? Is he a put you away, kill you type guy on the floor that he just does it with his play and not with his mouth?
Starts smiling like the Grinch that stole Christmas. You're in trouble. And so he's one of those guys like Jordan who thrives off of trash talk. And you know, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, they did some little things to get under his skin. And, you know, it motivated him. He's not a guy that you talk to. Leave him alone. Tom's played against some of those guys. Maybe Tom could rattle off a few. There's certain guys, Jordan, Dean Bryant, right? There's certain guys. I think Luka is one of them. You don't want to, and that's why I think it's good that Wiggins is guarding him too, because he's just out there playing.
What are you talking about? I was that guy. Don't talk to me. Don't get me going, Mark Spears.
You were to, yeah.
I could drop 9 on you. Boom. Just like that.
You played in the NBA, Hawk, so I'm not.
Yeah.
Anybody that plays in the NBA is like a big deal to me.
Right. Yeah.
I really respect that. Like,
you know who was the worst?
Like,
was
I
Bird.
I really respect that.
Well, I appreciate that. Bird was the worst. Because Bird, you didn't even have to talk to him to get him going. He just got himself going. It's like, I didn't even say anything to you. Will you stop killing me? I'll give you two examples. I've told this many times before, and I probably told you this. But we went out for jump ball, and we were playing the Celtics at home, and Bird looked around. And Chris Mully was standing right there. And it was before the jump ball, and he looked at Chris, and he looked at me, and he looked around the rest of the roster, and he goes, "Are you going to guard me with a white dude?" And I told him, I go, bro. I go, come on. First off, you're wider than me, and I'm just trying to make a living. Ease up, okay? Let me just get out here and get the hell out of here with my dignity intact. And then another time, he caught the ball going baseline. He come in baseline from right to left, and he caught it, and he turned over his right shoulder. So he spun all the way around and shot it. So I just went up and challenged the shot, and I yelled, "Shot!" And while the ball was in the air, he just said, "Yes, it is." turned around, bucket.
But, yeah.
I was like, damn, damn. Dude. I was like, really going to waste your time talking trash to me? Come on, Bird.
He had to entertain himself.
Oh, he would. Yes, he did. I wasn't enough of a challenge. He goes, "I got to get myself going tonight. Let me just talk some trash just for the...
Was this pre-penny?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I don't know when it was. I tried to forget that experience. I played with Greg Kite in Orlando. That was the strongest dude I ever played against and with. You get a bruise just looking at him. Your body starts.
The worst bruise ever that I ever saw. Steve Scheffler.
Ooh, he was a big dude.
Played at Purdue.
Yep.
And they just brought him in to hurt people.
Well, he looked like a wrestler, like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, oh yeah, no question. Like, he was one of the great, he might be the greatest fouler in the history of the game. The GOAT of fouling.
Yeah. You got to stay in the game and lay fouls on guys, too. You can't be fouling out to do it. You got to be somebody who lays the hard foul and stays in the game to foul again.
Let me ask you this. The Warriors only played 7 guys last night, basically. Damian Lee played 7 minutes. And it's not like they have a young team. Draymond, Clay, you know, Steph, they're kind of getting up there a little bit. Otto didn't play a ton of minutes, but he's part of that rotation. Do you foresee them expanding the rotation a little bit, sticking with this? Because every other day, you know, you got a little bit of an older team, and that might catch up to you, but how do you see it?
Well, I mean, when you beat a team out, blow a team out, then that helps.
That helps, absolutely.
Much.
Yep.
So I think, I mean, I don't know that I expect that again, but, you know, that gives them certainly an advantage. I kind of hear some whispers about GP2 coming back in the middle of the series.
Okay.
I know his dad is pushing for him to play today.
Is he?
I think they got a little beef going on about, like, boy, just put some tussin on it. You need to get out
some
there
tussin
right now. Like, I think GP1 wants him to, like, just be a superhero now. I'm considered the era y'all played in. I get it. I saw the old Gerald Henderson film where he had like his jaw wired shut. He had a cage around it.
Yep.
Out there playing like, y'all had to just be, y'all would have came out there on a medicine table. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't matter. Like, and so I wonder if there's a little dad son conflict there, because I know GP1 is he would have probably pushed his son to go out there 2 weeks ago.
The broken elbow.
Just put some, Vaseline on. Yeah.
Rub some dirt.
Vaseline.
Yeah.
Some Icy Hot. Then you'll be set to go.
He's probably like, son, you don't shoot anyway. What are you doing?
Right.
You need that arm for.
Get some chicken noodle soup, boy. You'll be okay. Chicken noodle soup.
Saltines and ginger ale. That'll set it. Right? That'll get you set straight. Talking to Mark Spears on the UMA guest line. Game two tonight, Eastern Conference final. Al Horford is going to play. Who's going to be out? Who was it that's out tonight? Is it Derek White is going to be out?
Derek
White is out for Boston. Any feel
and Lowry's
on
out.
And Lowry's out still for Miami. Any feeling on this one, Mark?
I mean, it's got to be frustrating to Boston. You know, is Smart playing? He's playing, right?
He's playing.
I said probable.
He said, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, their lineup just keeps changing from game to game. I mean, even with Lowry out, they're used to him not playing for a while now. So that's basically what they are. But it's just a rotating group of guys with the Celtics, and you don't need that right now, right? You need to know what your lineup is. And, you know, they've been doing a lot of changing, and guys that haven't been getting minutes are getting minutes all of a sudden. You know, I do see a difference when Robert Williams looks healthy. When he's healthy, got a foul trouble, he's certainly a menace. So, I mean, it's one game. I know up until that third quarter, I thought Boston looked like the better team. And I don't know what happened at halftime and what happened to Jason Tatum's cape. He must have left it in the locker room because everything fell apart. So, no, I expect that to be a really, really long series. And hopefully Boston can get some stability on its health and its roster so they could compete to the best of their ability in it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Can you remember over your time of covering the NBA, a number one seed that got less respect than the Miami Heat?
Oof. That's a good question. I'm trying to think of the number one seeds in the bubble.
I think the Lakers were number one seed, weren't they?
Who was the number one seed in the East in the bubble? Was it the Celtics? I don't even remember.
Bucks, Celtics, yeah, the bubble's a blur.
I mean, did the Phoenix get the respect it deserved?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people were picking them to win it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. No, yeah, but you know what, Tom? I've been using what you said. It's really stuck in my head. Sometimes you say some eloquent stuff, man, and it stays with me. I learn from you sometimes. happens sometimes. But you said, you know what, and this was before I think Miami had won their series, like, you know, we never talk about Miami or they're going to end up winning the whole thing. And, you know, so you saying that is kind of like, you might be right, man. Like, they just play. Like, yep. They just figure it out. I've been around those guys. That Heat culture thing is a real thing. They're absolutely nuts. They're absolutely crazy. They're almost like military-like. And they just figure it out. You know? No, I mean, I don't know why they don't get more appeal. Is the anti-Jimmy Butler thing or something like that? Because he's a fun superstar, and he played well in the finals already. So it's amazing to me. But us media, we like who we like, and, you know, it's typically the guys that sell jerseys, and those are the guys that people read. But the two NBA players that kind of, like, confused to me why they haven't become beloved mainstream is Jimmy Butler and Devin Booker. It's not that they don't have fans, and it's not that people don't like them. But I really thought that after the bubble, like, even after that game where Jimmy was, like, basically, like, falling apart in fatigue, that after that bubble thing that he was going to skyrocket in stardom, and it didn't happen. And Devin Booker, kind of the same thing. I've been confused by that. But Like, you know, Jimmy Butler is real, and they got guys on their bench like Victor Oladipo. Like, they're deep, man. They got a lot of players they can use, and that's why they're surviving. They're starting like two undrafted players, like the Heat. I mean, they have the most talented front office ever in terms of how they pick guys and everything. So, I mean, the Heat are for real. But I do feel like this is going to be a series where Jason Tatum supplants himself as one of the elite players in the league, too.
No, I agree.
He's the best player in that series.
Yes, no doubt about it. I mean, Butler's a badass, and I love him because he knows who he is. He doesn't try to shoot a bunch of threes. He kills you in the mid-range. He gets to the free throw line, and he gets after you on defense, and he's really, really, really smart. But they're a little like the Pistons when the Pistons won. They didn't have that one guy on their team that you look at and go, oh, that's a bona fide Hall of Famer. That guy's an incredible basketball player. They have some really good basketball players. Adebayo's really good. Yeah. Butler's really good. Hero's good coming out the bench. But nobody knows who Strus and Vincent are. Mm-hmm. Like, they go, who are these guys? I can't pick it.
I'll tell you what. If you had to rank the rosters, I put Dallas 4th.
I would too. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, no doubt about it.
I mean, look, Jimmy's still an all-star, right? Bam's been an all-star. The Hero's going to be an all-star. Dallas got one dude that you talk about on that level.
Yep.
So, yep. I mean, I think, and, you know, Oladipo's been an all-star. Like, they got some talent there, and P.J. Tucker is just a dog. You know what I mean? He just is an amazing Draymond Green type of defender. So, I think I'm still, like I said, I'm listening to what you said a couple weeks ago, man. Like, I think we're sleeping on their roster, actually, and the talent that they have. And obviously, Kyle Lowry's been a if you look at their roster now, Miami has three guys, two definite, potentially four guys that'll be Hall of Famers one day.
Could be right. Could be right. All right, my friend.
Lou, the second best player around the Mavericks right now is Dirk. He's sitting courtside.
Well, get out of here. Stop. That's enough.
He said he's traveling with him for the West Finals. He's like excited. So he was looking. Dirk told me he was looking for the hole above the wall by the visiting arena, and he thought that they were going to do some kind of memorial to that in Chase. I said, "Nah, man, you got to go to Oakland to see that."
Yeah, they left that in Oakland. Yeah. Left that little concert.
Kind of hard to do that on brick.
Yeah.
I told him he could do it above your urinal. We could kick a hole.
No. Come on, easy with my urinal, okay? I like to keep that thing pristine.
Hey. So I'm going to tell you something that's gross.
Okay.
And if people don't like growth, I'm sorry. But I was really upset about this time. Is somebody, in a weird, weird way, not last game, but the game before at Oracle, somebody defecated in your urinal, man.
What?
Somebody crapped in Tom's urinal?
Yes.
Is that a member of the media?
I'll tell you about that, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
No, it's not fantastic. Come on. Like, is nothing so sacred, gross, not even like, a urinal?
Like, where did they find time?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
In order to do that, like,
how do you pull that off? Nobody comes in while you're sitting on top of the urinal?
Like, nobody came in to, like, oh, don't mind me, or just ran out. I don't know, man, but.
I mean, come on.
In your urinal.
Is nothing sacred? Is nothing sacred? That's wrong. That's wrong. I want that person.
Had too many beers and went to the wrong one? I don't.
I want that person prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
I do too. That's not cool, man.
That is not cool at all, okay? I don't mind. Look, I don't mind if people whiz on me, but don't be crapping on me, okay? That's just too much. That's just too much.
Well, they
said they had an incident in the room that somebody left a Christmas present. You know, man.
I mean, look, golden shower is one thing, but the Cleveland steamer, oh, that ain't happening, come on, man. Come on, man. That
just, also, it's
that ain't right.
It seems intentional towards Tom, too, because, there are other urinals in there. It's not the only one.
Really does.
So they walked in and they were like, I'm going to that one.
Yeah, that's
perfect. There's one other one, and my goal is to have my name above that one one day, but it hasn't happened yet. I'm not on Tom's level. But what kind of bubbles do you have to have to do that?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
What did you eat before?
Somebody's insane. Somebody is insane. I don't want to meet that person.
You think
ever.
They put down the toilet cover on it too, Tom? Like the from the stall?
Cowboy hat?
Yeah, the little kid. Throw that thing over the side of the urinal. Climb up on top of it.
You know, hey man, that cheese whiz on them nachos is kind of old, man. You know, they get that old can of cheese whiz, man. They use. I don't know.
You get a rack of Nate's barbecue. You may be going too. You know.
Yeah,
that just that crosses the line is what that does. That crosses the line. Thank you.
I was offended. I was. I'm glad. I part of me wishes I caught him, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah. You don't want any part of that, man. You don't want to deal with that. Man.
That you
but
know.
My guess is that it was a short man around 5'7".
it's like tracking animal droppings, you know, by the what it looks like. It's like, yeah, I can tell this one here. It's a 5'7" male from the East Bay.
What outlet do you think that person came from? Did that look like ESPN scat, or was that like a Sports Illustrated scat?
We have our own private bathroom.
Okay.
Probably like the Sonoma paper.
Okay.
Or Santa Cruz.
Wow.
That was a Santa Cruz
paper.
Local, yeah.
Yeah, that was
some dude from Santa Cruz with like flip flops on. Maybe even no shoes.
It's shorts on.
No
for sure.
Shoes, yeah, shorts.
Board
on.
Shorts.
There's the guy.
All right, let's get the hell out.
Let's go. That was going on, man.
That's it.
The guy I went to San Jose State with writes for the Santa Cruz paper named Jim Seamus. So maybe it was Jim Seamus.
Oh, God. Just laid him out. Unbelievable. Well, thank you for that little note. That was a nice little tidy way to wrap up the interview. We always appreciate stuff like that.
Hey, man, I got to tell you what's happening down there.
I know. You're my eyes and ears.
Boots on the ground, man.
All right, Mark. Talk to you, man. Have a good time with the game tomorrow.
But your plaque is still intact, man. They didn't, good. They didn't defecate your plaque.
Yeah,
good thing. Well, he would have needed a trampoline to do that. Have a good one, Mark.
Later, Mark.
Later.
Take it easy.
Oh, man. Deuce in the urinal and tip your cap to the signage above. Oh, that's all time.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.